Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here in studio. Talk a little bit about the second annual drag race coming here in Atlantic. Jamie Joyce in with us here this morning, one of the organizers of the event. Jamie, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for the time.
You bet.
Thanks for the organization, too. It sounded like you put a lot of work into it last year, kind of a big coin flip. You never know what kind of a crowd or what kind of turnout you're going to get from folks, but I think largely it sounded like the response was really positive.
Yeah, it was real positive. We had over 1,500 spectators show up and about 200 participants. It wasn't too bad for a rainy day. We're hoping for good weather this year, and we'll have a bigger turnout.
What? It rained? Seriously? Well, let's keep our fingers crossed that we're getting this out of our system now, and we're not going to have problems when we get here to Saturday, September 15th.
Yes.
It's kind of hard to run a drag race in the rain.
Yes.
Okay, it's impossible to run a drag race in the rain.
Yep.
The insurance company won't let it happen.
Yep.
Well, hey, let's talk a little bit about last year. How did you guys ever come up with the idea and think that it might actually work here in Atlantic?
Well, a group of friends and I are we're drag racers, and you have to travel to go do that. There's nothing within, it's over an hour away to go drag racing, and we attend the car shows around here, and we just thought it'd be fun to see these cars in action rather than just looking at them sitting along the curb with the hood up. And so I went out to the airport and talked to the management out there and just pitched the idea at him. And he said it sounded like fun to him. Let's see if we can make it happen. So that's how it started.
I don't know where else you'd do it if not like at an airport in a small town like this. It's the perfect idea.
Yeah, you couldn't do it on a highway or on a street because there's telephone poles and ditches.
Yeah, it works out really well. Have you seen other events like this in communities like ours?
I haven't seen that. I haven't been to other events like that. But in the last year or two, it's really been gaining in popularity.
So you're kind of a trendsetter.
Well, trying.
Talk about the difficulties of setting something like this up. There got to be lots of things you've got to look to for, you know, just like the locale of picking out a spot, then dealing with all the insurance and other paperwork issues. You've got logistical issues with regard to bleachers and all kinds of things you have to set up that day. There's got to be a lot involved.
There is a lot involved, a lot more than I knew at first. There's just a lot of bases to cover. You know, you have to get the porta potty people to deliver on time. The insurance, the DJ, the announcers. It takes a lot of volunteer help too, and we've got some great people helping us out. But we have to inspect all the vehicles. So we have a tech inspection area, and you have to have a crew of people that know what they're looking for there. You have to have people parking the spectators. You have to have people parking the participants, and it all has to jive together. And we don't have very much on-site parking for spectators. We reserve that for the participants, so we have Southwest Iowa Transit involved, and they're going to have four buses that'll be bussing people in and out. And Molly, the bearing plant, has offered to let us use their parking lot, so that'll be one of the bus depots. Frederickson Iron Recycling and Rick's Auto Clinic and all the businesses around that area have offered to let us use their parking areas too. So there's been a lot of signs involved too. We have to have signs, wayfinding signs, so people know where to park and they know where the bus depot is. But nobody should ever wait more than 5 minutes for a ride into the airport. And then once they get in there, we have a people trolley lined up to haul, you know, anybody that's not able to walk the 100 yards out to the track. We'll have a ride for them.
Sounds like you've thought of everything.
Yep, I hope so. And there's going to be handicap parking right there on site too. So handicapped people can park right in front of the airport office, and then we'll have a ride for them from there out to the track.
Excellent. Get as many people there as you can. Make it easy for them.
Yeah.
You've got a pretty good committee of folks that are organizing this?
Yep. Yep. A great group of guys. They're all doing a great job. Each person kind of has their own little job, and we've got, I guess you could say, the subcommittees too. We've got a parking committee, a tech committee, and so on. So, and everybody's working very well together.
Everybody handles their area. Makes the job easier for everybody that way.
Yeah.
This is coming up, as I mentioned, Saturday, September 15th at the Atlantic Municipal Airport. Now, this is kind of an all-day deal. So it was pretty much an all-day deal last year, too, wasn't it?
Yes. The tech inspection starts at 8. So if the drivers want to show up early to get through the line quicker, they can show up at 8. Get their car tacked, and then just hang out until 10. 10 is when the racing starts. That's when the spectators will start to show up, and then it ends at 6 o'clock.
Okay, very good.
So, yeah, full 8 hours of racing.
Now, is this going to be largely just run the same way it was last year as far as who can run, how it's going to happen, how the scheduling goes and things?
It's pretty much going to be like last year, only we've streamlined a few things and we figured out some ways to make it go more efficiently. It went very well last year, but, you know, we hope to get better every year.
You bet. And like last year, pretty much anybody can run?
Anybody can run. If you have good tires and there's no leaking, no oil or antifreeze leaking out of the vehicle, and everything appears to be safe, then you can run it. You can run your daily grocery getter, or you can bring a funny car.
Bring a lawnmower. No, maybe not go there. But
we are going to have some exhibition runs. There's a guy that's going to have a snowmobile that's set up for, it's a drag racing snowmobile, and he's going to get it set up for asphalt. And we've possibly got a group of four guys that have 3,000 horsepower cars that'll come do an exhibition run. A couple of these guys have been on the Street Outlaw show that you see on TV, and they said they're coming. I can't guarantee it, but we're hoping that they show up.
Keep your fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Hope everything works out well for them, weather-wise, schedule-wise, all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
Very good. Now, for the fans, it's fan-friendly. There's food there. You mentioned there'll be facilities there to use. There'll be bleachers there for folks to sit on.
Yep,
there'll be
bleachers, and we also encourage people to bring their folding lawn chair with, too, in case the bleacher space fills up. There's going to be a couple food vendors on site. The Boy Scouts are going to sell drinks, and the Girl Scouts are going to come and sell popcorn and candy bars. And
very good.
Sounds things like that.
Got so, a lot of those details planned.
Yes. Yeah. A lot of people should benefit from this, and we're going to give the proceeds to the Shrine Children's Hospital again this year.
Why is that your chosen charity? Why did you decide to go there?
I just can't think of anything more deserving than that. It helps out the kids that need help, and this year the money's going to go towards their transportation department. So if a kid, you know, becomes a burn victim and they need to get on a private jet to go to Texas or wherever to the specialized hospital, that's where they need the money right now, is to pay for transportation.
Yeah, the great service they provide, the folks that, God bless those folks that need the service. We wish there was no one that needed it, but for those that do, they pay very little or nothing to get the services. So, and that's why, because of the donations that are generated by events like this, people like that. So,
sure.
Excellent. Spectators, there's a fee, small fee.
Small fee, $5 this year. One reason for that is we do want to raise more money for the Shriners. Another reason is the barricades that we used last year are no longer available, so I had to purchase 3 semi-loads of barricades, and that's expensive. So we're just trying to cover expenses.
Safety costs money.
It does.
But you have to make sure it's there.
Yes.
The entry fee for drivers is just $20. That seems pretty
$20.
Cheap.
$20, yep. That's, yeah, that is cheap. You know, $20 and you can run as many times as you want. You know, so if you run 10 times, that's $2 a run.
You're probably going to pay more than
entertainment.
Probably going to pay more than that at bigger shows, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Enough said. All right. Well, I got a kick out of the logo here. It just says "Run What You Brung." So.
Yeah, and check us out on Facebook. We've got a Facebook page that's real easy to find, and it has all the details. It has pictures from last year. So if people didn't come last year and want to see what it was like, visit the Facebook page.
Very good. A lot of ways to find out more details. Saturday, September 15th, again, 10 to 6, and that tech inspection gets underway at 8 a.m. It's at the Atlantic Municipal Airport. If you think you got the fastest thing on four wheels, or thereabouts, I guess.
Or
I guess
two
it could
wheels.
Yeah, I guess it could be less. But if you think you got the fastest thing out there running rubber in an eighth-mile run, hey, come prove it.
Yes.
Come on out and prove it. Again, hope you have a good time with that. And if folks have any questions, check out the Facebook page.
Check out the Facebook page. Or you can give us a call, too, and the phone number's on the Facebook page if you have a specific question that isn't answered on the Facebook page.
You bet. Well, and I know they've got Sunday, September 16th, set up as a rain date. Let's keep our fingers crossed and hope that's not an issue.
We really hope that's not an issue. I hope it gets it out of its system right now, and hopefully we have a week of dry weather ahead of time, too.
You bet. Jamie, thanks to you and all the volunteers and committee members for helping to put all this together, and all those other groups, the scouts and whoever else helping out to make it a good day for folks. Appreciate all the hard work. Good luck to you.
You bet. Thanks, Jim.